Hello?
You called?
Yes, calling from Opinion Research, National Public Opinion Firm. Is this Tristan?
Yep, what you want?
We're talking with people in the area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So can you confirm that you're not driving, that you're in a place where you can talk safely on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, in which state do you currently live?
What are these questions in regards to?
Students and educational institutions from San Antonio, Texas. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Where did you get my information?
I don't have your information. I just have a name and phone number. But it's automatically generated by a computer from voter databases in the area of San Antonio, Texas. I just want to confirm that you live there, make sure that you qualify for the survey. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
I live in the city.
In the city, thank you. What is the zip code where you live, please?
782-50.
50, okay. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, employee of a school, college, university, member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Okay. And what year were you born, please?
87.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
What do you think I sound like?
Well, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to assume anymore.
I'm a guy.
Okay. Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
I'm white.
Okay. That was my next question, and regarding your main ethnic or racial heritage, but you said you're white. And what is the last grade that you completed in school, please?
I didn't finish from college. Did not graduate.
You did, okay. The children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
So now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is favorable or unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me. I'll move on. Starting with Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
Is there neither approve or disapprove?
Well, yes. Okay. So the two middle ones would be somewhat unfavorable and somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. The San Antonio City Council is the next one.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Teachers unions is the next one.
Favorable.
Very, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And we're going to do the same thing, but in this case, I'll ask you regarding various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if it's favorable, if your opinion is favorable or unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, again, just tell me, I'll move on. Starting with public charter schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. Innovation schools in San Antonio.
I apologize, you broke up. Repeat that.
Oh, yeah. Innovation schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. Traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. Private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. And magnet schools in San Antonio.
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Don't know.
Okay. Who would you say is responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? The mayor of San Antonio, the teachers' union, the school board, the superintendent and school district officials, the state legislature, or the governor?
State legislature.
State, okay. Thank you. We're almost there. Thank you very much for your patience. Moving on, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat, or very important?
Very important.
Very important, okay. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. Thank you.
Sorry, man.
You
you're asking a single guy with no kids. I don't pay attention to the schools in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can that's fine. Thank you for participating anyway. So from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Define me a charter school compared to a public school. It's just the
final I get you, but the thing is, I'm supposed to read verbatim, and more information isn't written here. The definitions are not here. So just based on what you know, which one should I record for you, favor or oppose, increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Don't know.
Okay. No problem. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more unfavorable, or stayed about the same? Hasn't changed one way or the other.
Probably less favorable.
Less, okay. So what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year, in your own words?
More and more, I just hear about how long story short, the whole no student left behind thing kind of screwed the pooch by, like, oh, instead of we're going to make sure that kids aren't left behind, we're going to just lower the standard so everyone can try and pass.
Oh.
The spirit was there. The way they implemented it, it was wrong. And I haven't heard too many favorable things since then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me one second. I got that down, by the way. Anything else that you want to add to that?
No.
No, okay.
single guy, don't have kids. Most of the people that I'm friends with that do have kids that are 4 years old or younger. So.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Like I said, it's okay. You can just go with what you know, and we appreciate you participating. So the next one says, if a candidate offers a supported increase in the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
So, which one would you choose? Just based on these answers. Yeah, okay.
Tuition free school. You know what? Now that I've actually looked, I didn't realize it was going to be a charter school thing we did. All the questions about increasing the numbers and whatnot, you can put down somewhat favorable. And if someone wants to put in more schools or more charter schools, it might improve my opinion and chance to vote for them.
Okay. All right. So it might. So it might make you more likely. Okay. Thank you. So thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. But what about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. Moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, keeping good teachers, providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic, increasing funding to public schools, cutting the number of public charter schools, or supporting and facilitating more school choice for students.
Yeah, and I only pick one of those?
Yeah, or two. If you have two options, it would be the most important one and the next one.
Reduce the failing rate and increase funding.
Increase funding. Okay. Good. So now we're almost done, by the way. I want to thank you again for your patience. Thank you very much. Moving on. I'm just going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you agree or disagree. And, again, I know you said that you don't really know a lot about this, but just answer to the best of your abilities. Appreciate it. So the first one is annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Somewhat important.
Do you somewhat agree with this statement? Is that
somewhat.
What you mean? Okay, gotcha. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success.
Somewhat important.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making a good academic progress.
Somewhat important.
Okay. Moving on, the City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. So thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
More
involved. Okay. No way.
Anything else?